So right now we have joining us Oregon head coach Kelly Graves. Coach, good morning, and if you would make a quick statement, and then we'll open it up for media.
Okay, thanks, Natalia. Good morning, everyone. We're excited to have won the regular season conference championship, especially in a conference as difficult. I think our kids, especially after a rough game down at Arizona State, really refocused and were re-energized by and just came out and played so well. And I'm really proud of them. You know, we put together a really good resume. The reveal came out yesterday. We're excited to be a number one. I'm not sure if that's going to change regardless of what happens down there. But, we're in a really good place. Look at where we were last year. This time we had a lot of question marks, a lot of injuries. We were just kind of limping through. And this year we're healthy. We're confident. I think we're hungry, having known we didn't win it last year. And so we're really excited to get down to Las Vegas.
And now we'll open up for questions.
At this time, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Megdal with High Post Hoops.
Hi, Kelly. Good to chat with you.
You too, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you. If we take your players out of the equation, as you look across the Pac-12 conference, the players who are coming out or potentially coming out this year, who do you think is the best prospect to have the biggest impact at the next level of the WNBA?
Not including my players?
Not including your players.
I know, wow. You
got a few.
Yeah, well, I think there are a whole bunch. I'd hate to just single out a few. I mean, I think everybody that made all league for us, and I haven't seen the whole list. I've been in meetings all morning. We've got a ton, and we've got some great underclassmen too. I just think this is as good as the Pac-12 has ever been, certainly team-wise, but individually. So, mm-hmm. Howard, I hate to duck the question, but we just got too many, and too many for me to kind of roll off the top of my head right now.
Totally understood. Good luck this week.
Okay, thanks, Howard.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Thorburn with Register Guard.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Brian.
What does it mean to you that your peers recognized you again as Coach of the Year and obviously honored so many of your players this year?
Well, I think it's a great honor. You know, personally, I think anytime your peers vote for you as a Coach of the Year, that's something very special. And I mean that wholeheartedly. I'm really happy that our players got the recognition. I think, Sabrina having won it now 3 years in a row, and you know, you would think it's a no-brainer, but she's got really good competition from her own teammates, you know, for that award, as well as, you know, just like I answered to Howard, we've got a lot of really good players in this conference, but nobody really impacts the game like she does on the court or, quite frankly, off the court. So very well deserved. And I'm really happy for Taylor. She kind of gets lost and would start for most teams. But, boy, she has really given us a boost and has helped us win games. It's not like she just comes in and keeps us at the level we are. She actually increases our level of play. So happy for her. And, this is one heck of a conference.
Your next question comes from the line of James Crepia with the Oregonian.
Well, good morning, Kelly, but Ryan actually took my question, so he can proceed to the next person.
Okay. Thanks, James.
That's actually all the time we have now, Coach. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.